Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, Super Thursday, the 23rd of February. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, well, let's kick things off as always with the scores on the doors. And we close down 29.1 points. Or 0.4%, 72.85.4. We opened at 72.91.8. We had a high of 73.06.5 and a low of 72.83.4. So not far off the low for the day. But all things considered, it wasn't a bad day. Super Thursday, though, it was all about results. Volatility to the max in terms of stocks and their movements. But considering BHP was down 3.4% on the back of their results, that's a seven-week low for BHP. Their results out this week, of course. Rio out last night and filtering into the market today. That was not a bad result at all. Looking at some of the stocks and the sectors, well, we had BHP, as I say, down that 3.4%. Rio slipping 1.7%, which was better than they performed in ADR terms after the result. Fortescue, a smidge of a loss, down 0.3%. South32 in the base metal side of things, down 1.7%. But we did see a little bit of positivity returning to the lithium space today. Mineral Resources up 1.3%. They did a big deal today. Buying into a Chinese lithium hydroxide plant as they couldn't persuade Albemarle to build one locally, which is a bit of a shame. Pilbara was up 5.2%. We do have the results tomorrow. Lynas having a good day today as well, up 2.2%. IGO up 0.5%. Some of the second liners as well in the lithium space, slightly better. Liontown up 0.4%. Syrah up 0.5%. Argosy up 2.1% today. So a little bit of interest in a few things in those second line resources and lithium space. In terms of the oil and gas sector, well, not much shaking there, I'm afraid, today. Woodside down 0.6. Santos giving back some of yesterday's gains, down 1.3%. Coal stocks also easing, with Whitehaven down 2%. Although New Hope was up just over 2%, so a little bit of mixture going on there. We also heading across into the golds. Well, no good news really in golds. Newcrest down 0.3, Northern Star down 1.9, Evolution down 0.7% there. So nothing really shaking but the trees there. In the banks today, unchanged for the day. CBA bouncing back 0.7% after the big fall yesterday, which was the dividend, and a smidge more. NABs down 1%, Westpac down 0.9%, ANZ down 0.7%. The big bank basket closing unchanged at 177.08. All right, it wasn't quite unchanged, it was up 2 cents, but 177.08. Macquarie were off 0.8%. IAG a casualty today, down 1.3%. ASX down 1.1%. And we did see fund managers as well under pressure today, as they would say in all the best bands. IFL down 2.9%, Perpetual down 2.8% as well. AMP bucking the trend up 0.9%, but Magellan down 1.4%, or 1.3%, sorry. So we also had a big move today in platinum, and we'll get to that in a minute, but they had their results out today. And they fell 16.9%. Big, big drop for platinum. Looking at other industrials, we had the tech sector better. WiseTech picking up some positive broker comments, up 4.2%. Altium up 0.70%, they're down 1.1%. CPU down 0.6%, with the all-tech basket, well, the all-tech index up 0.6%. And we did see utilities pushing higher, APA up 1.4% and Origin up 1.3% today, doing well. REITs, pretty mixed. But SCG up 1%, Goodman up 0.4%, but Stockland down 1.6%. Healthcare better, CSL up 1%, ResMed up 1.3%. They're still going nowhere. Ramsay up 3% today on the back of their numbers as well. So, Super Thursday, very much the go today. And there were a huge amount of big companies reporting today, not least of which was Qantas, which had a bit of a shocker today. They fell 6.8% on the back of their numbers. Record profits, a little bit of a smidgling under where they were guiding to, but only a tiny bit. No interim dividend and a $500 million buyback, but certainly record high airfares leading to record high profits. And Alan Joyce did warn that the higher airfares wouldn't last forever and that more competition was coming, as was more capacity. No guidance really given with that one, maybe one of the reasons why that it fell. We also saw Star Entertainment launch a rescue package, a deeply discounted rights issue and a placement to raise $800 million at $1.20, which buys it some time. Talga returned after its placement, falling 14.4%, and Silex are tapping shareholders on the shoulder for a cool $100 million. Silex, all the go at the moment on the back of uranium technology. I bought this stock back in the 90s on the back of uranium technology enrichment, the third technology process in terms of iterations of splitting uranium and enriching it. And that was back in the 90s. Here we are 30 years later and we still haven't got commercialization. There we go. Super Thursday today, we saw Medibank Public coming out today, 6.5% higher, showing that customers are pretty sticky. They did obviously outline they had no subsequent cyber hacks and they have provisioned around $45 million for remediation and cybersecurity upgrades there. Platinum, well, they tried hard to sneak in the results after hours last night, but at the end of the day, the stock fell nearly 17%. One of the issues were, of course, funds under management, which wasn't spectacular, but also costs rose as they had to pay bonuses to their staff as the funds had performed very well, but unfortunately not well enough to trigger performance fees for the funds. So not a best of results, stock falling 17%. OBL also reporting today, that's Omni Bridgeway, fell 6.4%. Bega creamed, falling 7.8% on their results. And we did see as well Blackmores reveal that customers are spending less on vitamins. They're considering spending on crucial vitamins, whatever they may be, but not more on more fun vitamins, I guess, ones that look a little bit more trendy. They dropped 6.8% there. APE Eagers doing very well today. Motors really doing very well, up 9%. The Lottery Corp, TLC, Tender Loving Care, beating expectations as well and offered a special dividend. They had a good day today, up 4.7%. And Kelsian, the big bus contractor, caught the express bus today. They were up 5.4%. Plenty of other results, and we'll go through those in a minute. On the economic front, private capital expenditure rose by 2.2%. Asian markets, a little bit quiet today. We had Japan closed for the Emperor's birthday. Hong Kong was up 0.5%, and China unchanged. Headlines today. The winners are grinners. They start with APE, doing very well, up 8.97%. That's APE Eagers. Cube Logistics, also having a good day today, up 8.7%, QUB. Weebit Nano, that story just continues to push higher and higher on absolutely no news. A million shares traded, 7.5% better, $6.59. SIQ, also doing well today. They had a 7.4% rise on the back of their numbers. That's Smart Group, another salary packaging. Sayona. Well, not sayonara today for them. They were up nearly 7%, SYA. Medibank Public was up 6.5%, MPL. Macquarie Telecom was up 6%, but before you get all excited, 7,000 shares traded. Kelsian up 5.4%. KLS and Pilbara on the cusp of their results tomorrow. 5.2% better there. In the naughty corner today, let's run through the nasty ones. Well, Platinum led the big falls, down 17% today. PTM, Talga also in the box seat for the falls. TLG down 14.4% after they placed stock at $1.55, closing at $1.60. Bega, BGA down 7.8%. Qantas down 6.8%. QUA, Blackmores, BKL down 6.6%. OBL, OBAVE, or Omni Bridgeway down 6.4%. Sorry, Nathan, I know you like that one. JBH, JB Hi-Fi down 5.7%. SiteMinder down 5.6% as well. Positive sectors today included the healthcare, tech, lithium, mainly because of Pilbara, utilities. Negative sectors today were the iron ore, the gold miners, oil and gas, banks and staples. Big bank basket unchanged, $177.08. The All-Tech Index doing well today, relatively well, I guess, given what's going on, but taking their cue perhaps from NASDAQ futures, which were slightly better on the back of those NVIDIA results. But the All-Tech Index was up 0.6%. Gold easing in Aussie dollar terms to 26.76. Bitcoin, $24,475 a fund token. The Aussie dollar lower at 68.29. Steady for the 10-year yields, 3.88, up 3 basis points today. And Asian markets, as I say, they were pretty quiet. Japan closed for the Emperor's birthday. Hong Kong up 0.5. China pretty much unchanged. Currently, NASDAQ futures are up 99 red balloons. Thanks, Nina. And the Dow up around 90-odd points as well. NVIDIA results after hours last night really brought some positivity out for those NASDAQ stocks. Major movers and shakers today. Well, we had Calix doing well today. They were up around 4.2% on the back of a little bit of broker research coming through. Service Stream, there's a blast from the past. SSM up 8.5%. Few broker upgrades coming through for that one. Universal Stores also having a good day today, 8.1% higher. Stock we discussed at some length last year as part of the AusBiz Investment Committee. It was one that I liked, given that its exposure is mainly to millennials who don't have the same problem that the rest of us have in terms of mortgage rates going up because they don't own houses. Rattle and Hum, well, rattled they were today. Hum Group down 9.68%. I even forgot they were listed. Haven't looked at them for such a long time. HUM, the stock code. Red 5, well, they turned purple. In fact, they turned more red today. Down 22.9% as they completed the equity raiding. Zip came undone today, as you would expect. Down 6.2% on the back of their results. Shine, well and truly, lost theirs today. They were down 18%. On the back of their results. So we've had some really big moves today on some of these results. And we had JB Hi-Fi down 5.7%. Speculative stock of the day today. Little stock called Mount Munger Resources. MTM was up 40%. It was one of the few that actually had some volume in terms of speculative stocks. It has secured an advanced carbonate project, a rare earths equivalent, a nimbidium project in Quebec. All right, well, let's go through some of the company news which dropped today. Rio Tinto, production records in its iron ore business. I did write this one up this morning. Dividend was cut, but certainly a solid result, much like BHP, but not doing too much today. Down 1.7%. Qantas, underlying profit before tax of $1.43 billion. Remember, the range, I think, was up to 1.45. Net debt declined to 2.4. They did announce an on-market buyback of $500 million. Capacity almost doubled on international flights from 31% to 60%. They did say travel demand is expected to remain strong through FY23 and into FY24, although, thankfully, fares are expected to moderate during the second half of this year as capacity increases. Fuel costs, $4.8 billion. They do have some hedging in place, but no interim dividend. Platinum Asset Management reported an interim profit that fell short of analyst forecast, partly because higher bonuses were paid out after strong report, strong returns, but no performance fees were earned. The net profit after tax was 37.6. The market was going, excuse me, for 46.7. It was a big miss. Auckland International Airport's underlying profit surged 690% year-on-year to $68 million New Zealand dollars. Travel, of course, rebounding from the pandemic. Total passengers up 7.6%. Gold Road reported a full-year net profit of $63.7 million, up 73.1%. Also pay a final dividend of half a cent, fully franked. Cube, one of the winners of Grinners today, half-year NPAT rose 98% to 111.3, thanks to a contribution from discontinued operations. The Reject Shop, not rejected at all in terms of the profit numbers today. The stock did bounce 6.3% on the back of it as well. Half-year sales rose 3.5% to 439.7. Maybe this is telling us something. More people shopping at the Reject Shop. Board plans to resume paying dividends if the second half trading meets expectations. Medibank Public reported a 5.9% rise in half-year net profits to 233.3, declared a 6.3-cent interim dividend. The hack, last year's cyber attack, cost the company 26.2, and they have provided for that with around $45 million for the hack. IDP Education, they had a bit of an interesting day. They were down 3.6% at the end of the day. NPAT increased by 62% to $82 million due to a strong rebound in the international education sector. Revenue growing 26%. Interim dividend of 21 cents, up 56%. Zip, half-year loss. Well done, boys. 242.5. Sales up 19% to $350.9 million. And it said it had sufficient cash to reach its target of positive cash EBITDA during financial 2024. Good luck with that. Atlas Arterial reaffirmed its domestic distribution guidance of 20 cents for half two 2022. That would bring it to 40 cents for 23. And Atlas Arterial also said that the acquisition of Chicago Skyway and the A79 were contributing factors to the better numbers, with net profit after tax rising to 241. Eager Automotives has announced a record underlying operating profit before tax of 405.2. Stat profit before tax 442.2. Fully franked final div 49 cents. Strong demand for new vehicles continuing to outstrip supply. I was reading an article on the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday that it's not just now about chips and the supply chain issues, it's also about the bio threats that some of these cars pose when they come from overseas and they sit on the dockside waiting to be tested for biosecurity issues, and those can take an awful long time. Finally, Nine Entertainment. Unsurprisingly, challenging advertising markets and rising costs have hurt Nine Entertainment. Who would have thought there? Stock fell nearly 3%. Profits fell 11% to 189.5. We did see a rise in revenue of 70 million, but unfortunately, those increasing costs not really helping out. Interim dividend of 6 cents. Okay. In other news, apart from results, Nitro Software, we've seen Potentia Capital come back with a $2.17 offer for Nitro, and it's willing to kick it up to $2.20 or even $2.25, depending on some conditions being met. And Mineral Resources, they're going to be paying close to $1 billion for a share of a lithium hydroxide plant in China. And EML Payments, never rains but it pours. Trading halt after a letter from the Central Bank of Ireland. Not sure that's going to be a good letter, but anyway, it is an Irish letter. In economic news today, we did get average weekly earnings. Ordinary full-time earnings for full-time adults, seasonally adjusted, increased by 3.4% to $1,807 a week annually. For males, it was $2,091. $1,000 a week for the public, and for females, $1,857 for public workers, and $1,573. Big drop there for private sector workers. And we also saw private new capital expenditure and expected expenditure, new capital expenditure rising by 2.2%. Equipment, plant and machinery rose by 0.6%. Not a massive jump there. In Asian markets, the Bank of Korea has paused its interest rate cycle, increasing it for the first time in a year. So they've kept things on hold at 3.5%. And they've paused those increases for the first time in a year. G20 host India has been very careful not to call Russia's war with Ukraine a war. And the Chinese EV car company, who I won't try and pronounce, is tasking a battery company to create a new short-range sodium-ion battery. Part of the reason is they want to cut costs because lithium is so expensive, and it's also because it's non-flammable and less susceptible to temperature changes. US and European headlines, not an awful lot out. Google claims a breakthrough in quantum computing error correction. And Russia and China vow to strengthen ties despite international pressure. NVIDIA is showing quality in their results, pushing into the AI and the cloud. Data center is the growth engine, which was up 11% year on year. And Mike Pence has said the great grand old party voters will have better choices than Trump in 2024, one would hope so. Well, that's it from me this evening. Thanks very much for listening. And as always, we'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again.